This is Market Masterminds with Lauren Carmouche at anzocapital.com. This week on the podcast, we have central banks taking a center stage as major G10 economies update their monetary policy objectives. It was an eventful week, and not least because of the commanding role central banks have played in the global economy in recent years. At first, navigating the global economy's way through the Great Recession of 2007, and subsequently the sovereign debt crisis of 2009. Last week, the Bank of England served up quite a surprise in the form of a rate hike. And I say surprise, given the backdrop of volatile Brexit negotiations, which are about to enter into a crucial phase. So the bank rose interest rates, or the bank rate, by 0.25%, and Governor Carney seemed keen to address the Brexit concerns. He reiterated that the unanimous decision was off the back of strong macroeconomic data, mainly a strong labour market, and that any future policy decisions would be based on further data, as the bank will, quote, walk, not run, to make changes in policy. So where does this leave the UK economy ahead of Brexit? Well, the pound was initially lifted as a result of the decision, but quickly paired any gains when Governor Carney addressed the press, and he delivered a more negative tone than the policy decision would suggest. The decision is expected to further dampen inflation, which is projected to decline towards 2.2% in the next year, so much closer to the target range of 2%. So all of this is good news for savers in the UK, however, not so great if you have a mortgage, as borrowing costs will likely be higher than they have been. We'll move across the pond now to the US economy, and things were slightly more subdued from the Fed, with no major policy changes being made from the previous meeting in June. More revelations may come from the minutes taken at the meeting, which will be released later on in the month. Economists are projecting that a hike in the Fed funds rate is likely to take place in September, again by another 25 basis points, and future markets have priced in about a 90% chance of that happening. And there's also a 65% chance of another rate hike in December. And these rate hikes are likely to be maintained as set out by the FOMC at the beginning of the year, so that four rate hikes could be expected. And this is in spite of recent comments from President Donald Trump. He was quoted as saying that he was not thrilled by the Federal Reserve deciding to raise interest rates. Now, the Fed cited a strong economy in its statement, and one aspect of that is the labour market, which continues to provide support. Recent data showed that the unemployment rate reached an 18-year average low at 3.9%. However, all eyes will be on the FOMC minutes to ascertain the trajectory of future policy. And finally, the Bank of Japan decided to keep their original statement regarding interest rates the same, indicating that rates would remain low for the foreseeable future. At the same time, the committee eased some burden on commercial banks by reducing the reserves held at negative interest rates, or in other words, banks would no longer need to pay to hold their reserves with the central bank. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do be sure to check back later in the week. We will have another market preview for you to prepare you for the trading week ahead. Or you can have another look at our podcast area on anzocapital.com. Also, we love to hear your comments, feedback, and any suggestions, so be sure to write to us at research@anzocapital.com. I'm Lauren, and you've been listening to Market Masterminds at anzocapital.com.